About the manuscript. Many words will eventually be written about some of the Dharma. This note is simply to introduce it and place it within the chronology of Jack Kerouac's work, largely through his own comments in letters and notes. Kerouac was 26 when he completed his first novel, The Town and the City, in May 1948. It was published in 1950 and received good reviews, though it did not sell well. Over the next several years, Kerouac worked on numerous preliminary versions of the book that ultimately emerged as On the Road. The first complete manuscript was typed during a three-week period in April 1951 and revised and retyped in the weeks that followed. Kerouac later referred to On the Road as being written in his middle style, between that of The Town and the City and the spontaneous prose which he committed himself to in the fall of 1951. Over the next 2 years, Kerouac wrote Visions of Cody, Dr. Sachs, Maggie Cassidy, and The Subterraneans. He considered these four books and On the Road to be true story novels, all chapters of the one vast book of his multi-volume autobiographical Legend of Duluoz. Despite the efforts of literary agent Sterling Lord, the New York publishing world rejected his work, and by the fall of 1953, Kerouac was discouraged. He had also become fascinated by Buddhism, and that fall he began a period of concentrated Buddhist reading, study, and practice, which was to become central to his life and writing for the next few years. In December 1953, he enthusiastically began Some of the Dharma as a set of reading notes. But as the months passed, it evolved into a vast and complex, all-encompassing work of nonfiction into which he poured his life, chronicling his thinking, incorporating reading notes, prayers, poems, blues poems, haiku, meditations, letters, conversations, journal entries, stories, and more. Kerouac felt he had discovered a powerful new form, and the Buddhism he explored with it became an important element of his worldview. He finished Some of the Dharma on March 15, 1956. By that time, he had also written Mexico City Blues, Tristessa, Visions of Gerard, The Scripture of the Golden Eternity, and Some of Desolation Angels. 9 months later, Sterling Lord sold On the Road. The extraordinary success of On the Road, published in 1957, gave Kerouac the readership and recognition he had long sought, and at the same time unleashed the criticism and overwhelming fame which made it so difficult for him to continue his mission as a writer. His deep interest in Buddhism became clear to readers in 1958, with the publication of The Dharma Bums, written in 1957. That book played an important part in the growth of Buddhism in America, and it was born out of the 2.5-year period of intense study chronicled in Some of the Dharma. Kerouac wrote Some of the Dharma, which he sometimes referred to as Book of Dharmas, in notebooks, typing up completed portions as he continued to write new material by hand. He started the project as Notes on Buddhism to send to poet Allen Ginsberg. In May of 1954, Kerouac wrote to Ginsberg about his discovery and espousal of Sweet Buddha. "I always did suspect that life was a dream, and now I am assured by the most brilliant man who ever lived that it is indeed so. I will and would go to El Paso, Texas at first to wash dishes and live across the river in $4 a month Dobie Cottage, where with my Buddha Bibles and bean stews I would live life of mendicant thinker in this humble earth dream." In the years to come, Kerouac wrote many long letters to Ginsberg, detailing his thoughts on Buddhism and his developing practice. In another May 1954 letter, he told Ginsberg that a few months before, in February, he had typed up a 100-page